Dear Rose, my blessed Savior,
Dear Rose,
my blessed Savior, Rose,
triumphant from the grave.
He is risen, let the nations hear the music, let the gospel truth reach every distant plain. Let the tidings roll that every guilty captive may be fully free and help to praise his name.
He
arose, my blessed Savior, rose.
He arose,
my blessed Savior, rose.
He
arose, my blessed Savior, rose, triumphant from the grave.
Who will go? With faces sad and burdens heavy, almost more than they can bear, walk the millions now in darkness, knowing not their Lord doth care. Who will tell them that the Savior died to make their spirit free, just to give them joy and gladness now and through eternity? How can we who are the creatures tell the Lord who made us so that we will not heed his calling? We should answer, I will go. Alvin McMurray. Good morning, friends. We are glad for the privilege to bring you a short gospel message from the Word of the Lord. I take this opportunity to thank all who have written and given of their means to make it possible for the continuation of this broadcast. How can I ever thank you enough? We are looking to the Lord to reward each in a very special way. Did you know the gospel of Christ in this dispensation offers a last hope of mercy to Adam's fallen race? Those who are not reached with the truth in this life will never be reached in the world to come. What we do for souls who are perishing must be done soon, or our opportunities to reach them will be forever past. Let us ask ourselves the question, will I look back with regret over this life, lamenting the lost opportunities to do my best for Christ and lost souls? I hope not. Dear ones, the time to do something about that is now. Listen to this scripture. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:1-2. Give special attention to that small word, now. There is only 3 letters in it, but it is powerful. It denotes action right now. That means immediately. There is no delay to those who put that word in use, or that is, put it into action. Procrastination is so easy to do these days. Have you ever heard that expression, oh, there will be another day? Well, that may be true and that may not be true. How do you know there's going to be another day? And besides, how do we know what we'll be able to do on another day? It is possible that the wicked men of Noah's generation thought there was going to be another day, but that next day was one of destruction and death. The men of Sodom, or that is within a few days surely as the floodwaters came up, the men of Sodom and Gomorrah may have thought the next day was going to be another one as they had seen before. But listen to this scripture from Genesis 19:23-25. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. Remember, today is the gift of God and is held out to fallen men by the divine hand of mercy. Listen, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. in the day of temptation in the wilderness? Some folks don't recognize a bargain when they see it. Did you ever price some merchandise, then decide you were going to look around for a better bargain? After you had looked to your heart's content, you decided the first offer was the best. But then, when you returned to buy it, someone had already done so, and you were too late. This is similar to the way the foolish virgins acted. They went to buy oil, but when they returned, it was too late. Here's another verse. Again, he limited the certain days, saying in David, "Today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Hebrews 4:7. And let me tell you, when folks have hardened their hearts through the years, they really become hardened. They become set in their ways. Some would like to make a change, but find it next to impossible to do so. Friends, what you need is the touch of God's power to set you free. The Apostle Peter gave some solemn warnings of things to come. He spoke of scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Does that have a familiar ring to it? Do you think it applicable to our day? Who said God was dead? Then, further on in this third chapter of 2 Peter, we find these words, "Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up." Now, to be perfectly frank, that doesn't sound to me like there is coming another day of grace. As I see it, we're living in a day of general unrest. There is unrest in the schools, there is dissatisfaction among the working classes of people, and uncertainty among the financial investors of the world. There is rioting, bombing with more demands than ever before. Now, what this really does is to indicate the condition of men's hearts. Too many have departed from the living God. Listen to these words from Galatians 5. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." It is long overdue that people should obey the scripture, "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Ephesians 5:14. This fourth chapter of James gives us an insight into some of the whys of the present conditions. "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust." The time has come for people to lift up their eyes and look away from this troubled world. Dear ones, set your affections upon things above, and let not the problems of this life spoil your peace and happiness through Christ. Let us pray. Our Father, We are looking to thee in this troubled hour. We acknowledge our need of thee and seek thy guidance. Bless every listener of the broadcast today in the way which they need most. Be with those who are passing through days of trials and burdens. Lighten the load and give grace to be faithful to the end of life's short day. And thine shall be the praise through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for the time you've given to the listening of this broadcast. If you have enjoyed it, we would be so glad to hear from you. If you would like a personal letter of encouragement, write us by addressing the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Thank you, everyone. Now this song, What Jesus Is to Me. The singers are Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Edgar Martins.
I love to tell the story, what Jesus is to me. My heart is filled with glory, since through his grace I'm free. I'm drinking at the fountain, my cup of joy o'erflows. I live upon the mountain, my heart no trouble knows. My life is full of sweetness, my heart is full of rest. I feel a blessed completeness while leaning on his breast. I'm drinking at the fountain, my cup of joy o'erflows. I live upon the mountain, my heart no trouble knows. Some say there must be shadows, each one dark days must see. But since I found the Savior, I constant victory. I'm drinking at the fountain, my cup of joy o'erflows. I live upon the mountain, my heart no trouble knows.
And now, before I go, let me leave this closing thought with you. On every side, there's much to inspire gladness of life. The love of men, the beauties of nature, the sweetness of friendship, the joy of service. Every day is the dawn of golden opportunity, and every night a purple benediction of rest and peace. We should go forward with happy hearts, joyful in the consciousness of living here and now. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless you, everyone, and a very cheerful goodbye.